Welcome back to Good Food. Baking is a science. Baking without butter and eggs is a whole other animal. Take croissant, for example. It's the lamination of butter in the dough that creates the delicate, airy layers of a deep golden croissant. Jennifer Yee is making vegan versions at Baker's Bench in Far East Plaza. She'll also be judging the vegan category of the pie contest, a category where I'm always impressed by entries that can achieve delicious magic sans some of baking's basic ingredients. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Evan?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm happy to be here.
I understand that early in your pastry career, a chef made a passing remark about the impossibility of a plant-based viennoiserie, a challenge that you took heart. How long did it take you to crack the code, as you say?
Honestly, I feel, this is not a brag, but I feel really lucky because for the croissants, not that they're perfect, but I think it took me three tries to get something where I was like, we can do this. This would be great. From there, we're probably on, version 6 or 7, but we're still pretty much in the beginning ballparks. But I would say for our vegan cookies, we're probably on number 50 or something like that. I found those much harder.
Wow, that's so interesting. You've worked for Jean-Georges Van Gerichten and Thomas Keller, and more recently at Combi in Echo Park. Can you talk a bit about the rigors of pastry life and how with Baker's Bench you're trying to do things differently?
I always felt like if I just put in my time and I just worked at the hardest kitchens I could get myself into and just get them on the resume, eventually it will pay off. And I think it took me, I felt like I really had to settle into my role at Baker's Bench and feel really, it took me a personal learning experience to feel like confident and comfortable to where I am, where I can say, you know what, I am going to take time off now and I'm not going to feel bad about it because this is what I've been working for. So I do feel really thankful to be where I am. And I don't ever take that lightly.
Because when you are in one of those really rigorous kitchens, the idea of time off is sort of a fantasy.
Oh my goodness. I think when I was at French Laundry, we were working, if you worked AM, you worked from 6 AM till 6 PM. If you worked PM, you worked from either noon or 1 PM until 1 a.m. or midnight. And then at Jean-Georges, we would go in later, but sometimes we wouldn't get out until 2 a.m. And then you have to take the subway all the way home at 2 a.m. in New York.
Wow. Could we talk about what butter substitutes you're using at Baker's Bench, or do you even think about it that way?
I do. For the croissants, I use two butter substitutes. I use a brand of butter called Violife, and it's more of like a margarine quality where it's like pretty soft despite the temperature. I use that in the dough. And then for the lock-in part, the part that we laminate, I use a different brand of butter called Fora. Fora has a higher melting point, so it stays plastic and firm for longer. And that really helps me achieve nicer layers in my croissants. For the cookies, we don't even use a butter substitute. I try not to bring too many ingredients into the kitchen that are like vegan substitutes, like a vegan cream cheese or a vegan sour cream. We do use those two butters. We do use a vegan cream supplement as a whipped cream. But for the cookies, we don't use an egg substitute or anything like that.
So you said that cookies are actually more of a challenge. Talk to us a bit about that.
Oof. They are. I feel like with croissants, with the dough, there's fat when you lock it in, but the dough itself is pretty much just like, in the world of doughs, a dough. Like, it's pretty almost flexible. But with the cookies, you're trying to force so much fat into the flour, which fat and flour don't really take to each other naturally anyways, but you're trying to force so much fat into the flour that sometimes they'll like unemulsify it or they'll split. The oil will leach out. There's too much fat in it. They'll just be one large puddle. If there's not enough, they'll be rock hard. It's really a fine line. There's not a lot of versatility when you're coming to the building blocks of it.
Do baking techniques or timings change when you're using plant-based ingredients?
The baking techniques have changed. Obviously, for the cookies, we're not creaming it. We're not creaming butter and sugar and adding eggs. We do something completely different at Baker's Bench. We make a sugar stock. So we take water and sugar, we boil that, we emulsify in oil, and then we add it to flours. It's completely different. It uses my brain in a very different, counterintuitive way to make the vegan pastries. But for the croissants, it's pretty straightforward still. We're making a dough. We're letting it proof. We're locking it in. We're shaping. Everything there is still pretty straightforward as a traditional croissant.
Did you have a mentor for all these vegan processes when it comes to pastry, or did you just dive in as a challenge for yourself?
I wouldn't say I have one mentor. I feel like I have very many encouraging people around me that are much smarter than me that I can bounce ideas off of. Kristen from Colossus Bakery in San Pedro and Long Beach has helped me a lot. Justine from Just What I Needed in Frogtown has helped me a lot. But other than that, I read a lot of Harold McGee on food and cooking. That's what I do.
The famed food scientist.
Yes.
It's a great book to turn to.
Yeah.
If you were to do a blind taste test with your vegan croissant next to a butter croissant that you made, would they be indistinguishable?
No, I feel like a mom can always find her child, you know?
But what about me? Would I be able to tell the difference?
Some people say they can't tell. Some people say they think it's better than a butter croissant. So I would be interested. I think you have a very good and sharp palate, Evan. So maybe you could, but other people can't.
That's so interesting. So interesting. So you're going to be judging the vegan category at this year's KCRW Good Food Pie Fest. What are you looking for in a vegan pie, and what tips can you offer our bakers? It's an interesting category because since the category is vegan, there are many, many different types of pies that arrive within that category. It could be fruit pie, a cream pie, a quote, custard pie.
Yeah, I feel like what I'm looking for in a vegan pie is what I would be looking for in a normal pie, which is something that has a flaky crust. I feel like the crust should be flavorful as well. Nobody wants a bland crust. I'm looking for something that isn't soggy on the bottom. So I want something that's blind baked and sealed well, either with egg wash or whatever, you know, people are choosing to do, soy wash, sugar, chocolate. But I want a really nice sealed crispy crust on the bottom. And I want a flavorful filling. Like, vegan food should be good. We should be encouraging people to eat it. It should be tasty and fun and fresh. So I want something that has flavor.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Jen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jennifer Yee of Baker's Bench in Chinatown. She'll be a judge at KCRW's Good Food Pie Fest and contest on April 30th. Do you have what it takes to win a ribbon without using butter? Enter the vegan category and impress Jen along with our other judges, artist Stacy Michelson, Justine Hernandez of Just What I Needed, and Zen Ong of Awan.